This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Dean on Joy 94.9. My next guest is on every second week. Will I pick on him today or not? I'm going to pick on him. Rowan Sheehan, hello. How are you?
I'm well, David. And how are you on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
I'm feeling good because it's out of lockdown and life is good.
Yes, look, I think it's an exciting time to be in Melbourne, you know, with the government allowing us to sort of have a little bit more freedom, so to speak. So,
yeah.
And so it means that we can sort of now start to get back to some sort of COVID normal and hopefully get out back into venues and galleries very soon.
Yeah, real soon. Tell us, what is going on in the arts? What can we do and what can't we do right at this moment?
Look, at the moment, launched last week, Melbourne Fringe, which normally takes place in September, have moved to a November time slot this year. So, look, they've got some exciting stuff. There's about 250 shows in there. And, look, I'll just pick out a couple of shows that that's really taken my fancy. Ian Pitt, who's probably one of is a Fringe legend and arts guru across many, many facets of the arts. He's taking his from The Big Day Out, which used to tour the country years ago, is his over a week called The Big Day In, where his response to his parents being in aged care and not being able to see them. So he's taking a sort of like having live music playing outside some of our aged care homes across Melbourne from the 24th. So knowing Ian, we'll probably see some top line musicians there. And of course, you can actually watch it online through this. So I think that's going to be very...
it's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
Back in March, Adelaide Fringe was going on and there was a couple from... couple of performers from Canada who actually got stuck here. So the Creepy Boys are doing a show from the 17th of November. So, look, you can expect anything from them. So, look, they're from Canada.
Yep.
So, and, look, I think they're going to be intriguing. And one of the other shows I'm looking forward to is The Fringe Club at Home and Ruben Kay, who we know is
he's awesome. Yeah.
International cabaret performer. But, you know, over the last 6 months, you know, we've seen lots of shows not happen. And it was pointed to me by one of my former lecturers at uni, Jo Korst, who she publishes also now for The Conversation, and it's a project called The Impossible Project. And artist Anna Treglowen is looking at all the shows that could have happened over the past few months. And at the moment, there's over 150 shows listed and sort of looking at, you know, the impact not only on the creatives that were to take part in this, but sort of the potential audience that has not seen this work. Because some of this work will never be able to get shown due to various time constraints and things like that, and programming, but some may. So, look, it's an interesting thing. It's we've got a story on it currently up on Arts Review. So, it's a very interesting look at seeing, you know, what has actually happened to the performing arts community over the last 6 months.
And
again, those works that are that we haven't actually seen. So, look, it'll be a very good time capsule to have a thing to look at this.
Yeah, and analyse it.
Years time
and so, analyze. Will you Will you have it on your website?
Yeah, look, we'll have a link to the project from Arts Review. So it's there now, so people can go back in and have a look and sort of see what was actually happening across the country. And there is some really, really interesting works that we may or may not get to see.
Okay, so, cool.
A couple of things that are happening. Malthouse Theatre rejigged their... was going to be staged Loaded, which was by Christos Dzolkas, which was his book that he released in the mid-90s, which was also turned into the film Head On. But it's actually been reimagined for now. So how would Ari be? How would he be in our community now?
That's going to be fascinating.
So, look, it was supposed to be a one-person, one-man show on stage at the Malthouse, but it's actually now been rejigged to four short audio works. So, look, it's been available for the last couple of days to subscribers who had already bought tickets to see the show when they went on sale earlier this year. It would now be available to everybody else to sort of just hop onto the Malthouse website, purchase yourself an audio pass to actually hear this very important work.
Okay.
At the moment, galleries are closed across the country, and I know you and I have talked about this, seeing why can't galleries open? And I know you often get on your
soapbox about... Well, you can go to a supermarket, you should be able to go to a gallery. But
I agree.
I was talking to Melinda Martin from Linda New Art, and she was actually saying that, you can only be in an enclosed area like that for 15 minutes, which, if you're at a supermarket, you're not spending that long in a supermarket. And because it's climate controlled a lot of the time because of the art, and you can't have windows open because it's not good for the art. There are all those little reasons that they're working through with the government now. So I sort of get it, but I also think that we can be in and out of a gallery in 15 minutes and stand on the end of the queue and go back in again.
That's the thing. And look, and a credit to a lot of the galleries, not only here in Melbourne, but across the country, and a big shout out to the National Gallery of Victoria, who have actually done some virtual tours of some of the gallery spaces. So you can actually go online and see some of the exhibitions that would have been on display and open to the public.
Yeah, and of course, they've got Triennial coming up in December.
Which I'm absolutely looking forward to.
Oh, can't wait.
So many exciting artists, both from here in Australia and international. So, and look, we all raved about the last Triennial exhibition. And, I still go on about the many nights I spent in the gallery partaking in some of the works. But look, some of the smaller galleries around the state are getting ready to open. They're still, working through their COVID safe plans. But one exhibition that I'm really looking forward to is out at Tarawarra in Healesville. And it opens late November. So we might get in to actually physically see this exhibition, because it does run into next year. And it's Judy Watson and Ronnie Scarce with The Looking Glass. So it's a love song and a lament for our country, and it's looking at the alchemy of, our forces, of earth, water, fire and air. And anyone who has seen both Yoni and Judy's work will know that they're very grounded to country and, with respect to our Indigenous culture as well. So, look, it's an exhibition I'm really looking forward to that's coming up very, very soon.
Brilliant.
Art Centre Melbourne have been, at the mainstay of producing a lot of online work since their venues had to shut back in March. And one of the works, which is probably going to be one of the last online works that they'll be producing before hopefully the venue reopens again, is from Candy Bowers. And, you know, we all love Candy, you know, from Sister She and Hot Honey Brown. And, you know, she's a very big advocate for, you know, Indigenous culture in this country. So, look, she's got a podcast series coming up starting this week called Multi Hypo. I haven't seen the artist list yet, so yep. But that is soon to be that'll probably be announced over the next day or two.
Yeah. Well, I've got her on the show next Sunday, so
she'll be able to, you know, give you a full live rundown of sort of how it's all going.
Yeah, brilliant.
From one of our, you know. They refer to her as the radical mischief maker. So.
Looking forward to speaking to her.
Look, so that's sort of what's happening around the moment. You know, we're in the final throes of sort of seeing what's actually happening. You know, there's still works being produced online and people can go look around the country as well. You know, once upon a time it was sort of often wouldn't look beyond our borders. But something coming up in mid-November at the Sydney Opera House is Dance Rights, which is sort of like an Indigenous dance competition and takes place over a number of days. This year it is going to be totally online, so you can get to see various aspects of our Indigenous dance culture front and centre on our computer and TV screens from mid-November via the Sydney Opera House. So,
brilliant.
It's sixth year this year, so a lot of people in Melbourne may not have actually had a chance to see this unless they're tapped into the Sydney Opera House program.
Yeah.
So looking at what's actually happening now, I think it's probably going to be one of the most exciting works we're going to see over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. All right, and you can find out all that information on your website. What is it?
It's Australian Arts Review, so www.artsreview.com.au. We update daily, so there's lots of exciting things being published at the moment. And if people get in over the next few days, they'll also be able to sign up for our new newsletter, which kicks off early this week. So, which is a new addition that we're adding to the website.
Fantastic.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.